The only way this project will die is if education dies in Nigeria, and we know that's not possible. So there's no way for these trees to die.
This is The Butterfly Effect, a podcast that shows the big impact a small action can do. Tali Orad is talking to those special people that make a difference with nature and trees.
Welcome everyone to The Butterfly Effect. My name is Tali Orad. I'm your host and your butterfly here. My special guest today is Princess Marinae. Princess is an international presenter, climate change communicator, youth advocate, prolific writer, fashion model, and fashion designer. She began her journey in 2015 at the age of 11 under the participation of literary and art competition hosted by the Vision of the Child organization, where she portrayed her literary skills and was part of the winners and didn't stop there. Princess is a student at Knexford University. She is the climate communicator under the Climate Youth Community Development Initiative, Solution 17, who are currently planting trees in all public schools in Lagos and Nigeria at large. They aim to plant 10 million trees by September 2030. Welcome, Princess, to The Butterfly Effect.
Thank you so much, Tali, for having me. It's great to be here.
So you have a very impressive bio.
Thank
at
you.
Such young age. What made you start?
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm actually just 19 years old. I started at a very young age. I guess what made me start this journey is I always knew that I was built for so much more than just go to school, go to university, get a job, get married, have children. I don't know. I always knew that I had like I had something to do in this world. I had like an impact, that I had a purpose to do in this world. And that's how I found myself in the youth advocacy space with my literary art and everything.
So what do you do as a climate change communicator?
I advocate for climate change and climate action here in Nigeria. I speak to a lot of youth and children, telling them how to save the planet, even in their own little ways, what they need to do, what they need to stop doing, not just children and youth, adults too. A lot, you would be so surprised to know the amount of adults that actually do not know what climate change is, what global warming is, the smallest things that they do actually affect the health of the planet. So that's what I do.
And where do you find a stage? Where do you speak?
I speak at different events. I speak at, like last year, I hosted a COP26 event at the Italian embassy here in Nigeria. I speak at in schools. I speak in events, different black tie events. I just try to make sure that the word is being passed around, that the world is not the same as before, and we need to change our ways, in no matter how small, no matter how little, every effort counts.
And what is your top message? What is your main message that you give when you speak?
The main message that I give when I speak is leave no one behind. That's why I always talk about leave no one behind. Climate change is real. Climate change is here, and we need to stop it. We need to find a way to curb all the crisis and destruction that's going on. And that's why I'm actually happy I'm in Lagos here in Nigeria. Lagos is actually the heart of Nigeria, where things are going on, the hustle and bustle, lots of pollution, lots of deforestation, degradation. So yeah, that's actually my main message. Leave no one behind. Even the smallest amount of people need to know that, yes, this is real, and we need to take action.
So leave no one behind, meaning leave no person that is not educated about the situation, or
yes.
Is it something else?
It is. Educated or not educated, everybody needs to know that this is what they are doing. What they are doing is affecting the planet, and they need to stop.
And you're currently in Nigeria. Can you describe the situation there? in terms of climate?
Ooh, wow. The situation in Nigeria is drastically depreciating. I mean, so many things are happening. Nigeria is the largest continent in Africa when you're talking about population. There are so many people in Nigeria, in Lagos especially. Funny enough, Lagos is actually the smallest state in Nigeria, and it's the state with the most amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine people own cars on the road, trucks, smoke, they keep on cutting down trees. There is no political side. There is no climate justice in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what we're trying to push forward. There is no climate justice. There is no awareness. There is no talk about it. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to create awareness, create lots of noise, make sure people know that this is affecting us here in Nigeria. And if not, very soon we are going to see everything go under the water.
Let's assume people are now know. What do you want them to do? How do you want them to act?
I am such a huge advocate of growing what you eat and eating what you grow.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most healthiest form of eating, of lifestyle at the moment.
Yeah.
In like I did a market research, about 70% of food in the market here in Nigeria go to waste. And we have food crisis. We have food insecurity. How come that food is going to waste? And yet we're saying there is no food. Even the food we have in the market, most of them are not even healthy.
Right.
So how do we stop this? By growing even a very small garden in front of your house or behind your house, in your apartment, just grow maybe like spinach or lettuce or cabbage or okra. Just by doing this, you see that you are contributing to your environment, to your, not just the environment, your health. You start living right. You start saving the planet just by doing the smallest things.
Right. And you also appreciate it, right?
Yes,
you appreciate more and you understand the situation. Yes. And you also work on tree planting, right? Is that part of the solutions? What do you do there?
Yes, I work on tree planting. My organization, it's called the Creative Youth Community Development Initiative, also known as Solution 17. Right mm-hmm. now, we are doing a project called Trees from Art, where we are planting 50 trees in all public schools in Lagos. Not just ordinary trees, we're planting carbon sequestration trees, we're planting economic trees, that's fruit trees, making sure we are teaching the younger generation how important it is for us to take care of our planet, how important it is for us to start thinking creatively, start thinking innovatively, start thinking towards entrepreneurship too.
Mm-hmm.
So in 50 schools, we are planting 50 trees. And in each school, we are having 50 students taking care of 50 trees. So each tree belongs to each student, making it fun for them. We're making like a project. Oh, and they've been so happy so far. We've planted in 5 schools, making it 250 trees right now.
Mm-hmm.
Students are so excited. They've named their trees. Each student have named their trees. They're like, this is my tree. I must take care of it and it must not die. So that's what we're trying to inculcate in the minds of these children.
And do you bring them the small trees, or do they have seeds and they germinate them and they sprout them and then they plant them? How do you do it?
No, we actually deliver the trees to the... We deliver already germinated trees, not seedlings. So they see the tree, mm-hmm. we plant it into the ground, and we make sure that they nurture these trees.
And how do the teachers take it? Do they incorporate it in part of the educational system, or they just let you take over?
We have a saying actually in our organization that the only way this project would die is if education dies in Nigeria, and we know that's not possible. So there's no way for these trees to die. So every agri teacher, every principal of the school is being carried along, making sure that they do their own part in teaching the children on the importance of these trees.
So you tie education to trees. This is brilliant.
Yes.
I love it. What are the main obstacles that you have?
The right sourcing of soil, because we make sure we didn't just go to the school and start planting immediately. We went to each school, we investigated, we did our soil test. Any school that we see that the soil was not right enough for these trees to thrive, we brought new soil, into the school. We removed the topsoil, put our soil into the ground to make sure that these trees would survive.
So talk to me a little bit about this soil. Why is it so important that you check the soil before? And then what exactly do you look for when you check it?
Trees we are planting are special trees, special carbon sequestration trees, and they are hybrid. So making mm-hmm. it like we have to create a very careful enclosure, very careful ground for these trees to grow, because we want these trees to absorb as much carbon as possible around that particular environment. So if you don't make sure that these trees are sitting on very healthy soil, the trees might not get enough nutrients that it's supposed to get. The trees might not absorb the right mm-hmm. amount of water into their roots. The trees might not grow with the right color. The color in the leaves might change. So these are the things we look at when we're looking at when we check soil. We check if the soil is right for this particular tree. We check if the soil can absorb as much water, as much moisture as it's supposed to absorb for these trees. We check if this soil gets too dry during the summer season, the dry season, because we need to make sure that these trees are getting enough nutrients, these trees don't die.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just incorporating education into this, we're also incorporating technology into this tree planting. We're actually infusing technology to make sure that anywhere in the world, even you as you're sitting down, there would be, we call it our tree trackable device. You would be able to track, we'll be able to track the health of those trees no matter where you are in the world. There are chips embedded in these trees, making sure that, okay, I'm here, I'm at home. I want to know what's going on with this tree over at maybe, let me say, at Ikeja. I want to know if this tree at Ikeja is doing well. I would just log in into the information and I would just see right there and there on in my living room that yes, this tree is growing, this tree is receiving the right sunlight, or somebody moved the position of this tree, something like that.
So wait, that technology, is it what? Is it like some sort of a machine that connects to, or a sensor that connects to the tree?
Exactly.
What is it?
Yes, it's a sensor. Yeah, sensor. You can check the location of the tree. It has GPS system. You can check the health of the tree. You can even check what type of tree it is. We even want to make it to be so interesting that you can even check the student's detail, the owner of that tree. Okay, let's say the owner of this tree, okay, maybe I own a tree. This is Princess's tree. You can just log in where you mm-hmm. are and just see, oh, this is a mango tree owned by Princess. So we're making it fun for the students to see, okay, yes, oh, I can, the students are so excited that they can actually check the health of their trees using their phones, using their computers and the rest.
This is pretty cool. And to go back for the soil for a second. So you check the soil. Do you bring the students into the process of checking as well? So in the future, when they decide to plant a tree, they can also follow the same rules?
Of course, yes. The 50 students are in a group. It's called Creative Club 50. These are the Creative Club 50 students who are interested in this project, mm-hmm. interested in making sure, yes, these trees do not die. So they were part of the project from the very beginning. They were so excited. Even when we came to the school to plant these trees, the students, they refused to go home. They kept on, they helped us, they brought watering cans, they brought their shovels, all their equipment to make sure, yes, that they had to be a part of this project.
Do you plant it on school ground?
Yes, of course. We made sure we planted it on school grounds, fenced. We didn't want a situation where we might plant it somewhere outside of the school and it ends up being cut down. That would be such a huge loss for us. we made sure that we planted in any school that was fenced.
Yeah. Do you see that a lot of trees being cut down in the surrounding areas? That it's a big problem?
Deforestation is a big problem in Nigeria, in Lagos, because some people who are not educated, who do not have the idea that these trees that they're cutting down is actually helping us in the environment, they see it as like a nuisance. Mm-hmm. They see it as maybe, oh, this tree, lots of leaves are falling down, littering the whole place. They need to cut it down, they need to chop it off, because they don't see it as a means of survival. They don't see it as this tree is actually helping us to breathe. They just see it as, oh, this tree is littering. We need to cut down this tree to build something here. And we have this is a huge issue we have in Lagos. It's so bad that anytime it affects me now, because anytime I see where they're cutting down the tree, it makes me want to cry. Literally, it makes me want to cry because it's so painful.
So the goal is 10 million trees by 2030.
Yes, the goal is 10 million trees.
How many have you planted so far?
So far, we have planted 250 trees.
And how are you planning on achieving the 10 million?
Ooh, it's a dream. Well, I mean, it's a dream that has to come to pass.
Yes.
We're planting in every public school, every public secondary school in Lagos, and we are moving mm-hmm. to Nigeria and beyond, making sure we get to 10 million by 2030.
What motivates you to get up every morning and continue preaching and continue fighting and continue pushing, knowing that there's only 250 trees, you need to get to 10 million, there's a lot of people that don't care, and yet you still get your head up and you still get up and you still keep on doing. So what is that? What motivates you?
Passion and dedication, honestly. It's passion and dedication, knowing that if we actually accomplish this, we've changed the world. We've changed the world doing the smallest things, and knowing that these children's lives has been forever being impacted by us. This is something that we see sustainability in. In Nigeria, we have an issue with continuity. Our government has an issue with continuing what they promised. Maybe if they were the one that said they were going to plant these trees, they would maybe plant just for a year and stop it. No, we're saying that this must continue. There is no way we can stop. So getting up every morning, knowing that We are creating a new generation of children, new generation of youth that would be so bold enough to stand up and say, yes, I did this. This worked out. Why can't I talk about this? Why can't I bring more people into my space? So imagine one child bringing 10 children into the advocacy space, into the climate action space. We now have 50 children. Just imagine, that's 5,000 children. You've changed mm-hmm. 5,000 children in that particular vicinity. And that's amazing. That's utterly amazing. Yeah. So this is what motivates me and my team every single day.
So how many people are in your team?
Well,
and who are they?
In my team, we're a team of five. We're mm-hmm. a team of five. We have our project director and CEO. Her name is Mrs. Foluke Michael. She's the engine of this whole drive. She's the inspiration that we all follow. She's very strong, very passionate about her work. Very driven. She's the one who started this platform and brought us all up. I've been working with her since 2015, actually. I've been working with her since 2015, and I knew she was the one that actually made me realize that this is what I want to do. This is what I was born to do. And then she was the one that brought me out of my shell. I was a very quiet kid, very quiet, shy kid. If you see me now, you would never believe that was me then. So
you were 11 when you started.
Yes.
And you're talking about those kids, and you keep on inspiring kids, being a kid of yourself. So
yes.
This is amazing. What would you tell others that want to take action?
The advice I would give others that would be listening to me to take action would be, I know this is very cliche, but do what you set your mind to. You can do it. I never used to believe that I could stand up in front of a stage, in front of thousands of people and speak. But I knew that if I could do this, there is nothing else that can stop me. So to other people that are listening to me, do it. What you think that you can't do, you can do it. Close your eyes and just envision that you've won $1 million. You are at the top of the world. Why can't you be at the top of the world? Why can't you achieve what you say you would achieve? And that's what keeps me running every single day. The same advice I give to people is the same advice I give myself. I keep on telling myself, I can do it. I can achieve this. I can achieve whatever I set my mind to. And that's what keeps me running every single day.
So, Princess, what is your favorite tree?
Oh, my favorite tree is actually the mango tree. Actually, I have two favorite trees, the mango and the oak.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, I personally... I think my opinion is kind of biased because I love mangoes. I love mangoes. That's my favorite fruit. So I love mango trees. And also, they also have a very... They're also carbon sequestration trees. They trap a lot of carbon, but not as much as oak trees. That's why I also love oak trees. Oak trees are the most carbon-absorbing trees in the world. They absorb so much carbon, and then they grow, and then they take years to grow hugely. That's why they absorb so much carbon. And then oak trees are not trees that actually grow so well in Nigeria here, and I guess some African countries too. But then if treated very well and if taken care of, they thrive beautifully.
Thank you so much, Princess, for sharing your love to nature and the environment. And thank you for keep on fighting for everyone, leaving no man behind.
Thank you so much.
And thank you everyone for joining me today. We are all beautiful butterflies, each in his and her individual ways. I wanted to thank you for joining me today in this episode. I really appreciate you coming on this journey with me, and I hope you can join me next time. And remember, it only takes a small action to make a big difference. Be a butterfly.
And that's all for this episode. Thank you for joining us today. Please subscribe to hear more of our stories of change.